The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So I'm going to mute those of you who are just a little bit unmuted just for the quality of the recording. So welcome everybody to Happy Hour. Nice to see you all. So I want to talk a little bit about what happens when we have these aspirations of how we want our life to be or how we want our practice to be. So beautiful and helpful to have aspirations for kind of like these North Stars of this direction we want to go. But what happens when we notice or feel that there is a gap between our aspirations and what we're doing, what we find ourselves doing? Sometimes it can be just the conditions in which the inner critic can get really loud and seem to be authoritative and start yelling in some kind of way. But what would it be like if this were just such a great opportunity to practice some kindness towards ourselves? Including towards the inner critic. So allowing the inner critic to be there, we don't have to make that also a problem. Just say, oh yeah, okay, hello there. My old partner, my friend, my companion, maybe is the best word. Seems to be where I'm going, come along. And to have some kindness for even the inner critic. And maybe with this kindness allows us to soften, let go of, or turn down the volume of any notions of we should be perfect. Or some ideas that we have these aspirations or we should have meet them. Dang it. You know, sometimes we have that kind of a little bit of an attitude that goes with it. But instead, can we just attend, pay attention to, be present for whatever is happening for ourselves? Even if we do feel like we're falling short of some perceived goal or not meeting some vision we have of how we would like to act or behave in the world. And can we just allow ourselves to be as we are at that moment? So this inner critic often can be very authoritative. And just notice if there's a little bit of a kind of this quiet, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, Diana, but... And here's all the reasons why I shouldn't do it. Or, yeah, if I didn't beat myself up, then I would just be lounging around eating bonbons all day or something. I don't know. Whatever a bonbon is, I'm not sure. But so Larry Yang, from his book Awakening Together, has this practice, which I think is really lovely and is one way in which we can kind of like ease ourselves into this being less harsh with ourselves. Or because if I say, well, you shouldn't let the inner critic be so authoritative or so loud or so believable, it's so easy when the inner critic is loud and then we say something about the inner critic, it just falls right underneath the teachings of the inner critic, right? And it's just like, oh, one more thing I'm failing at because I have this inner critic, and then the inner critic tells me that I shouldn't. And then we just go round and around and don't have a sense of going forward, don't have a sense of potential. Instead, we can feel stuck, So here is this teaching from Larry Yang, which I appreciate to help us with any sense of stuckness, especially in this domain. So it goes like this. May I be as loving in the moment as possible. If I cannot be loving in this moment, may I be kind. If I cannot be kind, may I be non-judgmental. If I cannot be non-judgmental, may I not cause harm. And if I cannot not cause harm, may I cause the least amount of harm possible. So just this kind of a movement towards less harm without this admonition or this expectation or somehow that we would be perfect and we would just be loving in every moment or kind in every moment. But just having this aspiration, having this as an aspiration to like just move towards the least amount of harm possible. I'll read this again. May I be as loving in the moment as possible. If I cannot be loving in this moment, may I be kind. If I cannot be kind, may I be non-judgmental. If I cannot be non-judgmental, may I not cause harm. And if I cannot not cause harm, may I cause the least amount of harm possible. So this way, even if we can't let the inner critic be quiet or soften or anything like this, at least this way we can incline the mind, incline the heart. Even with this aspiration, may I cause the least amount of harm possible. Notice how that's not an insistence and something that we have to do or should do, or we're just trying to go a particular direction. Because this work of befriending ourselves, befriending the present moment, befriending others, having loving kindness for ourselves or for others, actually needs to be done with love and kindness. And sometimes there are these ways in which the attitude that we bring or the stance that we might have sometimes has these little flavors of unkindness, sometimes towards ourselves. This may not be true for everyone, but sometimes it happens that we are kind of harsh on ourselves. And so just an invitation, is there a way in which we can incline the mind that direction? And if for you, if it's like having loving kindness for yourself is not the is not a sticking point for you, then maybe this progression of going from loving to kindness to non-judgmental to non-harming to the least amount of harm, maybe that could be wherever there is a little stickiness in your loving kindness practice. Maybe there's some individuals that you have a relationship with or you know about or something like this. So it's an avenue in which we might engage in this practice without insisting that we be perfect, without insisting that things be different, but instead helping to create the conditions in which we can treat ourselves and or treat others with some kindness, some care, some respect. So with that as an introduction, let's do some loving kindness practice. We'll start with some mindfulness. So taking a posture that expresses your intention to meditate now. But a posture that also has some ease and some comfort, as much as possible. Sometimes our bodies don't allow us to have complete comfort. It's part of what it means to have a human body. But to sit and know you're sitting, to know that you're in a meditation posture. So sitting literally, or maybe it's figuratively. Can we have a certain kindness in the way that we are approaching this practice, this body, this moment, softening any ideas we have about what should happen? Bringing our attention to the sensations of breathing, feeling the movement of the chest or the abdomen, or feeling the air going in and out of the nose. As we breathe, when the mind wanders, as it's apt to do, with some kindness, we just gently, simply begin again. And then to do our loving kindness practice. I always like to start where it's easy. And sometimes it might be wise just to stay where it's easy. No reason not to. And where is it easy? Somebody or some being in which the heart just feels a certain warmth or smile, inner smile or leap or whatever it might be. And bring this lovable being to mind. Somebody you know, somebody who has touched you with their writings or teachings, maybe a furry family member, maybe kitten, puppies, babies. Connecting with this lovable being visually, or if that feels too much of a strain, just connecting in whatever way feels easiest. It's a little bit of effort to connect, but without striving or getting tangled up and trying to connect. And allow yourself to feel any softness or openness or warm-heartedness you feel towards this lovable being. In whatever way makes sense for you today. And then to support our connection and our cultivating, our intention to cultivate loving kindness, you can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. What would it be like to not to be in any hurry, to be anywhere else, do anything else, but to be here doing this practice, connecting with the lovable being? And then to extend our loving kindness towards ourselves. Of course, we extend loving kindness towards ourselves as best we can. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Here's Larry Yang's phrases for his aspiration. May I be as loving in the moment as possible. If I cannot be loving in this moment, may I be kind. If I cannot be kind, May I be non-judgmental. If I cannot be non-judgmental, may I not cause harm. And if I cannot not cause harm, may I cause the least amount of harm possible. Maybe just saying that last phrase, may I cause the least amount of harm possible. Maybe that alone is sufficient. It evokes care. It evokes respect. So with this loving kindness, this warmth that we're cultivating, can we expand it to include someone we don't know? Maybe someone on the Zoom call, someone you see in the neighborhood, somebody you don't have a relationship with. Bring them to mind. Takes a little bit more effort to bring somebody we don't know to mind. For me, I hear people talking outside. Whomever that one person is. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. and with this person we don't know. Maybe it's easy to extend loving kindness and warm-heartedness towards someone we don't know, or maybe it's not so easy. Can bring in this Larry Yang's aspiration here too. May I be as loving in the moment. Maybe we would say, may I be as loving. Maybe I'll keep it as in the moment as possible. And if I cannot be loving in this moment, may I be kind. If I cannot be kind, may I be non-judgmental. And if I cannot be non-judgmental, may I not cause harm. And if I cannot not cause harm, may I cause the least amount of harm possible. Just that last aspiration can be so powerful. May I cause the least amount of harm possible. Sometimes when we do these practices, we set up these expectations of how they should unfold, how we should show up, what experiences we should have, or how our life should change. And there's so many different ways in which we do this. And so just kind of this, I'm calling it Larry Yang's aspiration. I'm not sure if there's a formal title to it, but this idea of, well, may I just cause the least amount of harm possible, without setting up an idea that we have to be perfect all the time. Because in some ways, there's a harshness, a coldness to this expectation that we're perfect all the time. Without letting go of the aspiration of, may I be as loving as possible in this moment. So without setting it up as an either or, this is good and anything less than is bad. Just having that in aspiration and then working with it in a way that includes kindness, includes care, includes respect. So that the manner in which we're practicing is the practice without making a distinction between them. So it can be helpful to talk about these types of things in breakout rooms with small groups. So now I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you have an opportunity to talk about some of these ideas and maybe share a little bit what was it like for you to hear these de-escalation, to going from loving to, okay, well, can I just cause the least amount of harm off as possible? Maybe that felt like a relief, or maybe it just felt way too complicated and too many words and something like this, right? It's, we don't all have to have the same experiences or have the same reactions or same ideas towards things. So it can be helpful if these breakout rooms are not only an opportunity to maybe share, but also to learn from one another. So a big part of this is maybe to extend this warm-heartedness to others in the form of holding the space in which others can speak and share. So that requires that we don't spend all the time informing others or correcting others or getting too involved with what others are sharing, but allowing some care and respect in the way that we interact with each other, which allows people to express themselves in a way that seems most available to them without correcting them or something like this. So it can be helpful to just do this spiral method where one person says one thing, and it goes to the next person, they say one thing, goes to the next person, they say one thing, comes back around and they say one thing. And then having heard others share some of their ideas, you might have some new ideas, which is such an integral part of this practice, not just to confirm what we already know, be what makes us feel the most comfortable, but also to maybe have some new ideas, some new experiences. So I'll put you into groups of three or four. And here we go. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. Does anybody have a comment or a question or something they'd like to share? How was it having those extra phrases? This all gives two thumbs up. Peggy gives thumbs up too, and so does Malika. Okay, a number of you are. Okay. Yeah. May I cause the least amount of harm possible? Help create the conditions in which we're not, maybe if we have a habit of being harsh towards ourselves, help create the conditions in which maybe we're a little bit less harsh. Oh, Nancy. Hi, Nancy. Yes, you have something you'd like to say.
I just wanted to say again how much I appreciate this part of our meditation in that it feels spacious in the way that I feel like I don't have to be perfect, that I can be not always loving and not always kind, but at least I can, at the minimum, do no harm or do the least amount of harm. And that if I can do that, I'm still within the scope of our practice. So thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Yeah, right. Just inclining the mind and the heart to that direction. That's what the practice is about. And of course, we're not going to, until we're completely awakened, right? We're not going to meet this perfectly. Thank you, Nancy. Diana.
Well, it's a bit repetitive now, but I'll just say what I was thinking. And in our group that came out as well, the idea of the progression in the Larry Yang phases seemed for me to take the edge off with each one. And by the end, another word came to mind of ease. There was an ease, and your last sentence about the manner of practice is the practice that just seemed to things fall away. And then someone said about how achievable it all seemed. To, and especially the last one about not causing the least amount of harm possible. Well, I can do that. but it's freeing. It was very, and it's easy. And so this was a wonderful meditation. And just the idea of, the inclinations of the mind. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Diana. Okay, so may we all cause the least amount of harm possible. Inclining the heart and the mind that direction. So if you like, you can unmute and we can say goodbye. Right. So bye-bye and thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, Diana.
Yes.
Is there a way to get a copy of those phrases somewhere? Or like, where did they were found?
Oh, let's see. So I got them out of a book. So I don't know if they're available on the internet. I imagine that they are. I can send them to Neil, who can post them into the Google group, the forums group.
I'm not part of that. Okay.
Did you see the link that Neil put in the chat box earlier?
No, I did, but I didn't copy it.
Is it still in your chat box?
No, because I just looked as you said it.
Oh, so Neil at the beginning, he sent it at 6:02, so maybe you hadn't joined yet.
Yeah, I was in from the beginning.
Oh.
It's just erased. It's like all new chat.
Oh, is it?
All the others were erased, yes.
Okay, so here, actually, I have it here. So let me put it in the chat box.
That would be awesome. And you're going to send it to him and he'll post it in the chat. He'll post it in the forum.
Yep.
Cool. Excellent.
Thank you, Diana. You're welcome, Shelley.
Let me copy that really quick if I can before you close it. Okay.
bit.ly.
I hope I got that.
IMC/happy/hour. Okay.
Okay. Diana, I really want to thank you. I thought the meditation was amazing and created peace for me. I wanted to thank you for that. There's been a lot of upset and trauma going on around me. So thank you. I appreciate it very much. Have a good evening.
You're welcome.
Look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah. Bye-bye, Shelley.
Have a good night. Thank you.